This show is brought to you by Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's black businesses together.
Wonderful day to you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Tux FM. Today, I have the privilege to speak to Dee Mary's Creations CEO or co-founder. It's a 100% female-owned business, black-owned business based in Social Gova that specializes in custom cakes for all types of creations. The company was founded by Mary Matebula in 2015 at our house with the aim of offering clients the best cake experience. Dee Mary's Creations also has a training wing where they arrange workshops for up to upcoming bakers to sharpen their skills. This is done on a one-on-one basis or a group depending on the type of workshop. Although the company is based in Social Gove, their custom cakes have traveled to almost all provinces in South Africa and even to neighboring countries such as Zimbabwe. The company has steadily grown over the years and has created full-time employment and skills transfer for two young people. Mary Matebula joins me. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Very well, thanks, Mary. Just an interesting concept that you running at the present moment. Tell us more about your business.
Okay, our business, Dee Mary's Creations, was started in 2015. We started the business at home. At first, when we started, it was just like we wanted to make scones, sell, you know, make extra cash. But then I discovered cake decorating, which I fell in love with.
Wow.
And from then on, then we started making custom cakes. So that is how we started. But we registered the business officially in 2016 after realizing that, you know, this can be something that is ongoing. This can, you know, be a legal business.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's taken off pretty well, off the right footing, which is incredibly good. Just tell us a little bit about the formative elements of your business. I mean, was it something you were just doing and then you realized, you know what, we can really make money out of this, or it's really a passion for you?
At first it was like, we can make money out of this, but as we started making cakes, it, you know, we just realized this is what I love, that's what I realized. And, you know, the passion just grew from there, you know. It even grew from just making cake for people, but also from into transferring the skills to other people, you know. And that is why we started the workshops and trainings for upcoming bakers. Because then when you see them growing, when you see them excelling in doing what they do, then it brings that fulfillment.
Incredible. I think one of the things that I like about what you're doing is that you're also empowering people, which is incredible. Tell us a little bit more about the training aspect of your business model.
Okay, the training aspect, we teach more cake decorating. So it's though we have baking also, but we dwell more on cake decorating. So on how the cake looks, you know, cake should be neat, you know, they should be trendy, what is new. And you know, also we do share information on how to run businesses. We do share information on suppliers and other things. So that's what we do in our training.
Cake decorations is a difficult task. I imagine part of your work is to do wedding cakes. Those are always difficult.
Yes.
And also just part of your journey, you haven't been alone. Wonder, how did you hear about Black Umbrellas, and why did you decide to join Black Umbrellas in their program?
Okay, so one time I was just thinking, you know, because, you know, you see those things around, like they're saying there's mentorship for businesses and this and that. And I just decided to do my own research. And, you know, I went online for a few companies that were offering, you know, mentorships, and sent inquiries. And it's Black Umbrellas who responded on time.
Wow.
And, you know, then I went for their orientation and later applied, then went for their interviews. And that is where the relationship started.
When it started, what was the initial, assistance that you received from Black Umbrellas when that relationship kicked off?
Okay, so when we started, we had pre-incubation. So it's more like, you know, taking you back to your business, taking you back to look at your business, doing the business plan, where is it going? So, you know, when we start, usually you just start and you just think, okay, this is a business, but you don't really have the clear picture of where you want it to go. So they helped me to, you know, to look beyond, you know, what I had at that time, to look at what can be achieved if I put more effort into planning for the business. And that's how we were able to come up with a business plan. That's how we were able to be connected to even other, you know, stakeholders in the mentorship program like CEDA. So that's the help that they gave us when we started.
If somebody's listening now, perhaps they're running a business and they wondering, you know, I would love to get the support that I need. What is your advice to other businesses who need support as you did at some point?
I'll advise them to look for a reputable company, definitely a reputable organization. Look at their track record. Look for, you know, testimonials, you know, look at companies they've supported. Where are they now? And that way, you know, if you can also ask from those companies, you know, the owners of those companies, you know, get information from them, then you will know this is the right thing for me. Because sometimes you can join a program thinking that they have what you need. Because when we join mentorship, we're looking for different things. Some are looking for financial assistance. Some, they are looking for just mentorship, you know, just to be mentored, non-financial assistance. So when you ask the clients of that organization, then they will be able to let you know, okay, this is what I got, this is what I was offered. Then you can weigh, is this what I want? Or this is not what I'm looking for. So that you don't join a program, then midway you realize, no, this is not what I want.
Interesting. And there's a misconception, if I may, that everybody feels as though they need funding for assistance, which is not really true. You mentioned mentorship, you mentioned many networking, you mentioned many other elements that are very important that people neglect.
Very true. Sometimes we don't need money. We just need to be channeled into the right direction. We just need to be taken out of the box that we have put ourselves in. We just need to be shown the possibilities. You know, we just need to be shown that you can actually generate your own income. Yes, you might need financing later, maybe when you want to scale your business. But where you are, you can actually raise money. You know, you can actually sell your product and make money from there and have a start. So I think it's also good that people know that it's not every time that you need money to start a business. You just need to be directed into the right direction.
Incredible. I mean, the will to start is certainly important, but also the will to drive the business is important. You've driven this business incredibly well. What's next for your business?
So what's next for our business? So this year we started doing classes like formally, and we want to take it, you know, want to make it bigger next year if we can even register with, you know, with the suitable stakeholders so that we offer training that is accredited. We are also looking at, you know, growing our product saving, you know, growing our clientele. Yes, that's what we are planning to do in the next coming year.
One of the fortunate, I guess, one of the benefits of being in the business that you're in is that people are all celebrating. There's always birthdays, there's always weddings, and, you know, people celebrating that anniversary, whatever it could be. The cake is always a fundamental part of any celebration.
Yes.
So if I have one of my celebrations coming up soon and I'm wondering, you know, how can I get in touch with Mary? How can I get in touch with your company for them to assist me with the celebration? Where can they reach you?
So our clients can reach us on social media. We have a Facebook page. It's Demaris Creations. And on Instagram, it's the same, at Demaris Creations. It's DEMARIES. CREATIONS. And also we are on LinkedIn on the same name. We also have a website, www.demariscreations.co.za. The quick way to reach us is on WhatsApp on 065-898-2123.
Incredible. That's certainly incredible. I would certainly keep this in mind because my birthday will be coming up only in March, but I will certainly give you a shout from my side.
Okay.
incredible. Marianne, also, I guess my last final thoughts to you is, you know, running a business as a woman is not always easy. Pivoting multiple roles and also trying to champion the business. How have you managed to deal with the different hats that you have to put on?
You know, I think also having a great support system helps a lot. Definitely having the Black Umbrellas on my side, definitely my husband also being very supportive of the business and the vision. you know, also having, you know, staff that you're working with that actually understand what you want to achieve at the end of the day, it helps a lot.
Incredible. Thank you for gracing me the time today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's the founder of Demary's Creations, a business doing so well in the community of Social Ngubia, making an impact in South Africa, as well as locally in the SADC region, where they've also done business across this area. So a company to be watching out for as the years go by, and I was really fortunate to have spoken to Mary Matebula today.
Are you looking for a professional working space? A space for business meetings or regular office work for a few hours, a day, a week, or even longer? Consider using the Black Umbrellas Incubator, located at Capital Junction, 1226 Francis Bard, Hatfield. Contact Mpo at blackumbrellas.org to make your bookings today. That's Mpo, M-P-H-O, at blackumbrellas.org.